Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the fracturing of a small Ohio town.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. The small town of Urbana in west central Ohio looks a lot different than it did when Beth Macy grew up in it. Factories left in droves, truancy rates skyrocketed, rates of suicide and addiction soared. It left Macy wondering, what happened to the hometown she knew and loved? She explores this in her new memoir, Paper Girl, out today. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Kendall. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for talking with us. So you grew up in poverty, but through a combination of grit and luck, you became the first person in your family to attend college. What has changed in your hometown to make that same path harder today?
I see my hometown of Urbana as kind of a microcosm of a lot of rural America. Rural America has disproportionately paid for things like NAFTA and China joining the WTO in terms of job losses, and also the deregulation of big pharma, rapacious pharma companies dumping all these pills and killing our kids. The way I was able to leave Urbana was by going to college, and I went in the mid-80s during this brief moment of our history when it was possible for a poor kid to get a full Pell Grant that paid the full tuition. Now that grant would only cover about 30% of my costs today. And I make the case in the book that because so much of our news comes out of cities and by college graduates and people who went to the Ivy League, that this story wasn't told.
What was it like going back then, returning, and having to contend with being perceived kind of as an elite outsider, despite growing up poor there? I mean, how did you navigate that tension?
I wasn't really treated that way. They were so kind to me. I had free rein to go in and out of the schools. Now, I have experienced that tension within my family. In the 2010s, during Trump's first term, we started to get really divided politically. Things would come up that had never come up before. I had a brother unfriend me on Facebook because of, quote, all the liberal crap I post. But, you know, I posted fact-checked articles. And what's up with my town that was an important stop on the Underground Railroad now flying Confederate flags? I mean, I just wanted to figure out, what had changed? Was it them who had changed or was it me who had changed?
And this is like a very personal look at that kind of polarization, trying to understand people even when maybe you can't determine what the set of facts are. What did you hope from coming back to your hometown? Like, what did you hope that you would leave with?
Maybe some more strategies for us to be able to communicate again. You know, my brother and I had this rupture. We hadn't seen each other in a few years. And then we started spending time together. And, you know, I interviewed a lot of experts about how to talk across the divide. And they said, just go leave politics behind. Just go figure out who you are as people. So my brother came to this little cabin we have in the mountains in Virginia, and we fished. And we did talk across the divide. I have a non-binary child. He said, well, does he still date girls? And he said it in such a kind, tender, non-judgmental way that I said, yes, they are dating a young woman now, and I still mess up the pronouns too. You know, so that being able to extend grace with each other really helps.
That's Beth Macy, author of the newly released memoir, Paper Girl, a memoir of home and family in a fractured America. Thank you so much, Beth.
Thank you, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.